You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you can, we're not doing anything.
Shirley Temple, why the biggest glass I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you, love
me. Look how stupid that cup is. I'm pissed off.
The straw one.
Show them your comically large asthma.
Drinking a Shirley Temple.
It's not a Shirley Temple, but it is obnoxious.
Perfect. Alright, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
I'm alright.
Oh. You just finished your Shirley Temple? You ready to
It wasn't a Shirley Temple. I asked Billy if he could pour me a fruit punch ice. I just asked him for one and he was like, let me put it on ice because they're warm. And then he brought it to me with the world's largest straw.
And it irritated me.
And pissed if you're wondering, off. Yes, that is a straw for a Stanley cup. You're right. That's why it's so tall and obscenely large in this cup.
I feel that.
That being said, it did not stop me from enjoying the refreshing fruit punch ice.
What have you been up to other than working every single day?
Oh, well, you know, just sitting around waiting for journalists so that I can take their spot on the carpet. I've just been pecking them off like a fucking sniper.
Yeah.
Taking them out one by one.
Someone's got to do it.
I am but a vulture of current media, current red carpet media. I've just been working like a dog, to be honest.
How were the Oscars? Tell the people.
The Oscars were lit. They were fun. Now, what parts weren't fun? Let's go over it. The fact that I stayed in a hotel very close to the venue so that I would not be late. And would you have it? I wasn't late. However, my hotel was on the complete opposite side of where
the entrance was.
Carpet entrance was. So if you're wondering, yes, I did have to walk quite far with a huge, ginormous, heavy bag in heels on uneven gravel that was like sloped like this. My calves, when I tell you my calves and the balls of my feet were so sore the next
you
know, day.
It's so funny that you brought that up because when we went to the Oscars in 2023,
yeah,
and I was supposed to walk with you.
Yeah,
and I wore these fuck ass shoes, yeah. And the lidocaine, nothing.
Yeah, my
sprayed
lidocaine
my feet
didn't
for 6 hours for literally for 6 whole hours. Did it the night before. Woke up. Did it again, over and over again. Probably got
nothing.
Like 12 hours worth of marinating my feet in that shit.
Yeah,
it did nothing. And I remember when we walked out of the hotel. Remember we had to walk down that street.
Yeah,
it was down a hill. And oh, my feet were so beat up by the time we got to the carpet that Drew was like, "Do you want to take a picture?" And I went. And I unzipped my shoes, walked the rest of it barefoot, didn't give a fuck. And then the next day, my calves unbelievably sore. So I can relate to that feeling a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly. And I did sweat. And I was very angry about that, having had to sweat. And then they were like,
I get that.
Go ahead and walk. And the Oscars carpet is one that is truly like
I was telling
you get one shot at
I was
that
describing
bitch.
I think to Billy and to our dad I was telling you, that is one, as many carpets as I've gone with you to, or I've gotten to walk, that is, and I've never walked that one, that is the scariest carpet I've ever seen.
Crazy,
I was telling Billy, I told him, you know, usually, because he's gone to events, I told him, they're like all lined next to each other. At that one, I told him, there's bleachers of them, and I told him in each, like, let's just say there's four rows, each row has 20 photographers. I'm not joking.
Yeah, and then the whole top row is video cameras, and they have photographers, like, it's literally like a theater wall, like they're just like that, and they're stacked really high, and they just tell you to walk, and then they're like, over here, over here, and then like they're telling you how to pose. So if you ever see those videos of people posing and you see them kind of altering, it's because that's what they're telling you to
do. They're like, can we see from the back, can we see
Like, over the shoulder, can you give me a smile, close lips, hands on the hips, big smile again,
titties
beautiful
out.
Shake some for me.
Do a shake. Let me see.
You know what's funny too is like sometimes when
we
men,
have to tell Adam that's that
he's
joke.
Gonna laugh. You know what's so funny is sometimes like when you're altering your face and the different like facial expressions you're making, sometimes you'll smile like in one direction, and then they're like to your left, to your left. Drew, can you look to your left? And then you'll turn and then you'll do a different pose. And then a man, this has happened to me multiple times. Multiple times.
Okay.
A man will go, can you smile for me like you did for him?
Ew.
I'm not even kidding you, bro. They'll say it like that.
Do you say ew?
No, but sometimes I like wince. Like I'm like, like I get like a little vomit comes up my throat. Stupid. A little bit. They do talk like that though. Like they really do. And they're like, please, can you give me a smile like you gave him? Like, it's, I swear to God, it sounds very, like, sensual.
Well, yeah.
Knock it off.
It just, enough.
It makes my eye twitch.
I get that.
So that's what I'll blame it on if I ever hate my Getty.
Stupid.
But that one, like, and when I tell you, like, typically Getty photographers, depending on the level of carpet, like, they'll take... Even like something like the SAG Awards, the Globes, Grammys, anything like that, they'll take like maybe I would say on a good day, like if it's a pretty large thing like the Grammys, it'll go live on Getty in like 20, 30 minutes, right? Okay. The Oscars, it's like the second you turn to walk off, all of them uploaded.
Yeah.
50 fucking pictures uploaded. 3 high-res 4K videos.
You guys have you have no idea how many events I've been to, and I have to wait till like the next morning.
Yeah,
to get all my shit
within
back,
seconds, everything's up.
Yeah,
it's nuts. It'll never not shock me. I truly think as they're shooting, they're actively being live uploaded. That's what I would
assume. Probably. Yeah, that would
it has
sense.
To be, but like that's shocking to me.
Yeah,
and they all use different settings and stuff on their cameras. That's why sometimes the pictures could be shot in the exact same spot with the exact same studio lighting they set up themselves, and they'll look vastly different.
Yeah,
so sometimes you'll see people post one versus another. It's crazy. But anyways, walked that carpet. That was pretty nice. No, the Oscars was cool. It was sick. It was lit. I did some live stuff backstage. That was sick.
Did Ariana Grande really tell you that you're beautiful?
Yeah, when she walked up the stairs, it was like after she did her opener
in the red dress.
Yes. Okay. So after she did that, she changed back into her outfit, and then they brought her back up so they could take her back to her seat. So I saw her after she had changed back into her carpet outfit, and she was walking past, and she walked like this close to me, like she was like right next to me. And it was me and like the 3 women that I was doing live stuff with. One of them was someone with the Academy, and the other 2 were with ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hi, like she's just like I've heard and seen before. She's generally just very sweet, so she greets everybody. She was like, hi everyone. She was like, hi ladies, to all of us. And then she was like, wow, you look beautiful. And I was like, thank you. She's like, oh my gosh. And then she just kept walking, and I said, fucking period. And then I went, then you look back at me and I'm doing this. I'm dabbing.
You're doing ice in your veins on that Oscar stage.
She was and then even when she left, one of the women that was working with me, she goes, oh my god, she just called you beautiful. She was like, that was crazy. Imagine I lean over and I go, that was slight work for me.
Another day.
That's just another day in the life of me, bitch. That's what they call Riz, you know? She felt my aura. That's what she was complimenting.
No,
aura.
For real.
The Rizzler. I didn't know you guys had the fucking Rizzler backstage here at the Academy.
Riz King.
At the 97th annual Oscars, y'all are featuring the Rizzler.
Stupid. This anyway. Oscars has everything. Wicked, The Substance, yeah. The Rizzler.
What more could a girl ask for?
We just need 5 big booms from the Costco right, guys. Bro.
Oh, and then Rachel Sennett.
Yeah.
Her and I had a key. She was like, I feel like I know you because all my friends know you and they love you. So I love you. That's what she said to
cute.
Me. And I said, fucking period, Rachel Sennett. Same to you. And right back at you. And then she said we had to get a drink. And I was like, girl, I'm on the clock.
That's so funny.
And she was like, oh, that sucks. but she was really sweet and so fun. And I will be taking her up on that offer. I think that sounds like a key and a half.
I think so.
And then after the Oscars, I had to go put my bayang on and get decent. And then we went to the Elton John after party.
Yup.
Which was a hoot and a half. We got so drunk. It was a blast.
We did. I went to the event drunk and got more drunk there. And it was really... We got to watch Chapel Roan perform. Yes, and we've never seen her live. And she was amazing.
My sister. We watched... I know. We've never seen her live. She was... Oh, my God. She was so fantastic. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. We had a blast. And then Chris Olsen found us when we were there. And we finished watching Chapel with him. And that was so fun. And then... We were all walking out and then we were running into so many people that I knew and I was saying hi to so many friends. And then we literally bumped into Katie and Naomi from Muna, whom we love. Those are truly some of my favorite famous people. They're always so sweet every time they see us. And they were with
Lucy,
Miss Lucy Dacus, who we've never had the pleasure of meeting before. But we got to meet her and we hung out with her for a while.
Mm-hmm. She was really nice.
And she cracks me the fuck
up. She's funny, yeah.
That bitch is funny as hell. They all are. But like, Lucy was a fucking hoot. Mm-hmm. She had me giggling. And she was telling us, we were talking about the craziest shit. And I was like, why are we talking about this stuff with you, Lucy Dacus? But she was fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. She was so sweet. And then hung out with her. Then we... Where did we go? Oh, we went to the restroom. And when I was standing outside the restroom waiting for days, I met Scott Hoying.
Oh, yeah.
And
his husband.
His husband, Mark. We finally got to meet, I would say, because we met in passing at Meghan Trainor's concert. This is the most ridiculous conversation. This is the most ridiculous conversation in the world. And we got to talk to him and he cracked me the fuck up. Him and Mark are so funny and sweet. And then who else did we see? Then we ran into Chris again, ran into Dylan. And I got to meet Ava Philippe, Reese Witherspoon's daughter. Period. We love her. She was so sweet and so fun. And then we met a lot of other people, too. But Dayson was like we met. So I met so many people at that party. That was probably the first party I've gone to in a while. Where I was like, oh, this is
like actual famous party. People.
Yeah, like I've been to a lot of stuff like that, like where there were famous people in attendance. Yeah.
No, that one is crazy. Like we saw I don't know. Do we want to name drop everyone we saw?
No.
That feels weird.
No, I just want y'all to feel what we were feeling, like the vibes. That was one of those parties. Here's the difference. Normally when you go to stuff like that and there are famous people in attendance, everyone is well aware that they're there for a very specific reason, which is work, right? This party, albeit was work, didn't feel like it in the party.
No.
And that's, it felt like they were.
Oh, we saw Bowman before we walked in too.
Oh my God.
And we were laughing with him in line.
I love Bowman.
He's so funny.
Bowman is one of the funniest people ever. You guys have no clue.
Anything he says is so funny.
If you think he's funny online, you have no idea. I honestly feel so bad for people who don't get to experience Bowman in person.
That's how I feel about Eric.
He is I say, yeah, same. Fucking two sides of the same coin. I know, yeah. Those two.
No, but Bowman, they're both very funny, but Bowman
I write
like,
hate comments on Eric Cedeno's TikToks all the time.
He like pisses me off. That's how I feel about Andrew from Good Children. I'm like, we got it. Shut up. Like, have you seen Andrew filming himself where he's walking past like an Auntie Anne's like food truck? He goes, I couldn't possibly partake. No, I'm full, you guys.
I'm pissed off. You know what? It's really annoying having such funny, talented friends. Yeah. It's a hoot, but you have to understand the price we pay. Mm-hmm. We have to listen to that all the time. I wrote a hate comment on Eric's TikTok when he's talking about improv. Did you see that TikTok?
I don't think so.
He posted a TikTok saying, guys, I did something fucking stupid and crazy. I signed up for an improv class. Okay. And then he's like describing his experience and saying like the first thing they told him to do, like he was so excited to get involved, and then he felt like a little weird when he got there, and then they immediately made him play a straight guy. Mm-hmm. And then they like weren't believing it, and he was like pissed that they weren't believing him. And then I commented, I'm like, you immediately not having fun when they don't give you a prompt you want.
Virgo.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was like having so much fun until they were like, okay, now you're this. And he goes, I don't want to be that.
Yeah, Virgo. Which like the whole point of improv is yes and, but sure. He goes, yeah, sure, but no. That's how like, he's doing improv.
Yeah, but what if it wasn't that? What if it was
yes
else?
And I don't want to do that.
That's what makes me laugh. That's why, you know what? That's probably why Eric makes me laugh. And it also makes me so angry because he's so mean.
Yeah.
It sucks to see the mirror right back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
The people like, we love the most reflect back our
biggest
holes. Yeah,
like I literally said, you immediately not having a good time. They give you a prompt you don't want.
No.
I saw someone else comment, I don't know, maybe bring the hat.
The fedora that he's like obsessed with right now. So annoying.
And he was like annoyed that he was like, am I giving straight? Like whatever. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I can't stand him. Anyways, what the hell were we talking about? Oh, Bowman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him. Bowman is so funny.
It's like sometimes he's not even saying funny stuff. He's just going, well, of course. But like the way he's saying everything is so funny.
I wish I could tell you the thing that he said that made me laugh so hard. I wish I could tell you. That's why Bowman's one of those people where I'm like, you need to experience him in person.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like he is truly, oh, he's so funny. He fucking kills me. But we had a blast at the party. It was that's what I was describing was the difference was that everybody, I think, felt relaxed because they felt like this was like a party they could relax at. It wasn't like work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it felt different because there were so many unbelievably famous people in that party. Mm-hmm. And they were all just like chilling and hanging out. Yeah. And I think that's why it felt different because it didn't feel so like buttoned up and stuffy.
Yeah, because usually when we see them at events, they're there for it's like a premiere that they're
yeah it's into. Work yeah so they have everything nice, right, and tight the whole fucking time. In this party they were like not feeling like it was work, so they were kind of like king, and that was interesting to watch.
Sure.
It was very interesting to watch. When I'm in there I'm like, this is fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. Why are we in the same room? That's crazy.
Yeah I just think about like, it's in those moments, too, when I'm in that room that I think to myself, I'm like, yeah, you know what? If I was an old head, I'd be pissed at someone like me, too. Mm. That's where I truly feel I can empathize with them, because I think to myself, I mean, I was like, I'm telling like some of the like the dorkiest guys on the internet to go fuck themselves. And I got in the same room.
Yeah.
I'd be a little mad. Yeah, I empathize with the anger a little bit. The bitterness, I get it. Valid.
Hey, warranted. Get
it. Listen, I'll give you that.
I'll validate you. Yeah.
I'll validate you there. But it's not my fault I found a shortcut.
I feel that.
I Shawshanked Redemption'd my way out of the prison and you're mad at me? Get a better spoon. I don't know what to tell you. Anyways, what else have we been up to? Oh, when we were in Big Bear, had a blast.
We did have fun.
That was fun. Although the altitude sickness will never not absolutely befuddle me.
I just don't think we don't belong up there.
I don't belong up there.
Yeah.
I know my body physically rebels in the mountains.
No, I'm like deteriorating.
It's so bad. Yeah. I feel so awful
my
when
my stomach hurts. I have headaches.
On the way up and the way down.
Yeah.
I will say because I feel like I'm so loopy in the mountains. I feel like when I got high in the mountains, it feels almost even more intense because of, I don't even know, my vertigo. I don't know what the fuck you call that. But I will say the feeling's not worth it.
There's a video I took of us the morning after the Oscars that I'm going to post on my TikTok but it's when we were recapping because we were both kind of hungover on Monday morning.
Oh yeah.
Tell them the story. Oh wait, yeah. I'll start it. So before I went to bed, I took a water to my room.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna drink this in an hour. I'm gonna wake up like I haven't had any fucking water, because that's what, when I go to sleep drunk, that's what happens. And so I sat up and chugged almost the entire water bottle. And then I took it out of my mouth, and I was like, my stomach realized it was sparkling water, and I had no idea.
Terrible.
So then my stomach hurt for so long, like practically the whole night, because I didn't realize that I was chugging. I've never chugged sparkling water. It felt horrible. And I told you it felt like my stomach was
probably
expanding,
like chugging a Sprite.
But like worse. And then I told you it felt like that. I was like levitating. Okay. that I felt like my stomach was just going to levitate to the ceiling, and my limbs were just hanging off the side.
Oh, it's so fucking
so
terrible.
While I'm telling Drew that story, she tells me this one.
Oh yeah, that I woke up hungover. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I'm a little hungover, that's crazy. And then I was like, I need to drink water immediately. So then I go to the fridge and I get the water, and in the like little kitchen area, and I get the water and I start chugging that shit. And it's like that Voss fancy hotel water. So I'm like chugging. I chug half of that, like 32-ounce bottle. Like that shit is huge. I chug half of that. I pull it away to just like catch my breath for a second. For a second, bro. And then I almost shit my pants. And I wish I knew. I wish I could really articulate the chill that went through my body. Like, when I tell you I almost pooped my literal fucking pants, standing there in the kitchen, like, oh my god, dude. when I tell you, I've never ran faster to the bathroom. Shut the fuck up. I felt like a little fucking kid.
Shut up.
And then I felt nervous, and I was like, what the fuck? Like that. Then I started, was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
She's standing in the doorway of my room telling me the story. She goes, almost pooped my pants.
I couldn't believe it. And then Adam asked me later, he was like, if you did poop your pants, would you have told us? And I was like, yeah, that would have been even funnier. If I actually did poop my pants
in the Clark Gable suite of all places.
Can you believe? Talk about an end to a shit stay at the hotel. But I was like in disbelief. I literally, like, when I tell you that all, I barely made it to the toilet. When I tell you I barely made it, I just cannot believe. And then I think it was Adam, or I can't remember if it was Adam or Billy, but one of them said that that's common if you like chug water when you wake up hungover, something like that. It's like it could be a laxative.
I believe in that.
It could
act
as a laxative. By that, I think it's just me like fucking up and moving at that point.
Yeah.
Probably because I was standing upright. Mm-hmm. Fuck if I know. Anyways, I was pretty hungover all day. I slept for a long ass time.
Yeah. Hangover, when we got home, yeah.
My hangover did get exponentially worse when I got home.
I feel that same.
But yeah, that's why I don't drink typically. If I do,
you know, then we came home and then all they had for us was lobster pizza, and it was kind of gross.
What are we saying? That's not even like, we didn't have it for us. We got home late. There was nothing open.
No, I know, but didn't you think it was kind of gross?
No, I thought the pizza was fire. It's just like it was cold, so it was kind of gross. But I did get grossed out eventually after eating it. I was like, all right, I'm over this. Mm-hmm. I was just starving.
No, same.
And honestly, maybe it's good I didn't eat anymore, considering I almost shat my pants the next morning.
Maybe you almost shit because of the lobster pizza. Maybe,
yeah,
it wasn't
that's
in the water.
It's very possible. It's anyone's guess.
Who's to say, really, at this point? A holy
thing. Let's all just be thankful we didn't have a mess to clean.
Okay.
Let's just be thankful for that. And by we, I mean me. But, yeah. Other than that, it was a blast.
Okay.
We did have fun at the party.
We did have a lot of fun, yeah.
We had a lot of fun. And then now, back to usual.
Back to the grind.
Back to the old grind.
So for
wait. Can I say something really quick? Ahead. One other thing I did was I moderated Dylan Mulvaney's.
Oh yeah, how did that go?
It was so wonderful.
Her little video she made with the cranberry song made me cry. It was so cute.
She's so sweet. We had a blast. No, it was so fun.
Oh, I see.
It was so fun, and everyone was so sweet, and had a blast. And it was at the Grove. And me and Billy left, and we went to that little market, and we had like lunch and stuff, which was really nice. got banana bread, period. And then on our way back, I saw that Remy and Alicia were having their meet and greet for the Barbells protein bars, which shout out, love those protein love bars.
Is it Bear? I think it's Bear Bells.
Bear Bells.
Gains.
Hey, big fan. And I go and I was like, I was like, wait, I think those are my friends. And then I went closer and I saw the big sign that had their faces on it. And I was like, oh my God, it is them. So I go up and they have like a line because they're doing a meet and greet. I initially got in the line to pretend.
Okay.
And I was like, this is so funny.
Sure.
I'll just wait in this line. But the line wasn't moving and they couldn't see me. I thought they would see me because I was like right in front of them. But then I realized that there's like two big camera guys in the front, so they like couldn't see anything. Mm-hmm. Then I felt like I was standing there for a little too long because then people started looking at me.
Yeah, and then you're like, I gotta go. It's not even a bit. People think I'm actually in line. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, what if this is a ticketed event? Uh-huh. Like, I didn't really think my bit through. Sure. Either way, though, as soon as I saw an opening, I did say hi to them. I was like, hey, I just want to say hi. And they were like, you look so cute. What are you doing? Are you just hanging out? And I was like, oh, no, I was hosting something with Dylan. They were like, oh, my God. I was like, I was waiting in line for a bit, but you guys didn't see me. Got awkward. Thought I'd just yell. Hope that makes it less awkward. Mm-hmm. And they laughed, and they were so sweet about it because they're the nicest women ever. But, yeah, that was pretty funny, too. I was like, all right, three friends in one day, period. And also when Billy told me this woman did say hi to me, a lot of people said hi to me, and everybody was very nice. But at one point at Remy and Alicia's, it was starting to cause a little bit of a commotion, so I do apologize for that. I didn't mean to do that. But when I was leaving, this one woman was like, just walking past us, and she goes, fucking love you.
Yeah.
Fucking love you, bro. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then Billy goes, that woman was in Barnes & Noble. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, she walked by while I was like doing the conversation. And she was like, oh my God, I fucking love her, to whoever she was with. And she was like, who? And she goes, the girl talking in the black, whatever, described me.
She doesn't even know your name?
Nope. Not to my knowledge, okay. Right? And then Billy said, because Billy said they were right behind him when they were doing this. And then he said, she goes, wow, she's like way prettier in person. That's crazy. And then walked away.
It was like us all of tour.
And then he was all. And you know what's funny is that was not the first time I heard that day. I actually heard that three times that day.
And now that I'm really looking at him.
Now some of you are starting to make me rethink some things. I'm really like, what am I photographing like then? I'm confused.
They don't know you from Instagram. Otherwise, she would know your name. She just knows you as the bitch on TikTok.
I guess, but then I'm just like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we talked about this on tour. We had so many of you come and see. You guys are way prettier in person.
I know, but this one, she wasn't even talking to me. She still said that shit. I still got hit. I wasn't even there. I'm just like, a bitch starts to rethink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I get
at
that.
At some points, I'm like, okay, well. But anyways, other than working and sleeping, it's pretty much it. What about you?
It's the same.
And like I said, trying to steal the jobs of journalists.
I haven't locked into that part of my brain yet, but when I do, I'll let you guys know.
Also, this summer I turned pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen it.
And this is a spoiler. I don't give a fuck. So many people are like, he literally cheats on her. No, he doesn't. They were on a break.
You guys don't know Jeremiah like I do, and I don't appreciate you talking about him as if you do know him, because you don't.
You guys do not know his heart like I do.
You guys don't know. You don't know him like I do, and I don't appreciate you talking as if you do.
No, you're right. She should pick the brother that's mean to her and bullies her. That's what I think.
Yeah, like, my whole thing is, hey, why are we looking past that?
Yeah.
He sucks. Like, he treats her like shit consistently. And also, he took her virginity and then fucking dumped her on prom. Lest we all forget.
And yeah, I get that he's sad because his mom died.
But that's also Jeremiah's mom, isn't it?
A lot of people are going to die every day.
And yeah.
People are going to die, Conrad.
Me at Conrad.
Me at Connie Baby. People are gonna die.
Yeah. And I guess it's just inevitable. You guys have to know where that's from. Just like it's my mom's birthday, I'm never gonna let that one die either. I don't know. Inevitable? I'm gonna laugh.
Okay, so for this week's topic, we're doing a part three of niche red flags in men.
Yes.
This first one is from someone named Anthony. He said, light brown dress shoes, specifically brown dress shoes with a black belt. It's so unbearable to me, just utterly tasteless. If it's light brown dress shoes with a matching belt, closeted gay guy, and I will not elaborate. Okay.
Well, I get the light brown shoes with, like, in general, and also brown shoes with a black belt.
So if you're wearing the brown shoes, you should wear a brown belt?
Yes, typically. Okay. Yeah, you match the belt to the shoes. And the tie, they have to match the tie too, something like that. Fuck if I know.
Who cares?
You, and the very few times that Billy has had to wear a suit, when I tell you getting him to wear it is like similar to like putting a turtleneck on a cat, like I'm being so dead ass. He truly acts like he's being tortured when he has to wear a suit. Yeah. And I know why, because he is such a large person. Like they just haven't quite figured out how to make suits for men built like him, which I guess is a blessing and a curse.
Oh.
But like his, like my dad is the same way though. So I guess we used to think my dad was fucking dramatic. But my dad's kind of the same way. I think he's just gotten used to it because he has more time on him.
Yeah, probably.
But like, it's like their necks are too big for any shirt. So like, ties are like damn near impossible. If you can get a tie on there, it's crazy. But like, the very few, my point being, my suit knowledge is more than it would have been had I not been with a man like him, or a man in general, I guess. But I don't really know too much about the rules. I know there are a bunch. I just don't know many of them.
I know. I don't know any of them, and I don't care. But I get why that would irritate. Like, there are things that people do that really irritate me that I don't like. So I get that.
Yeah, with like, well, with just terrible taste. Just sounds like what you're on is just terrible taste. I think light brown shoes, like suit shoes too, are always on like just the worst guy.
Well, and they never wear socks with them. Why?
Well, it depends on the kind of shoe.
What's going on?
Depends on the kind of shoe and the cut of the pant, apparently.
The cut of the pant.
Allegedly.
Okay, these next two are from someone named Aubrey. Her first one said, guys who hate fruits and vegetables.
Well, yeah.
And then she said, guys who eat plain burgers.
Plain burgers? Plain burgers? I'm imagining, like, is it something, like, in between buns, or is just the patty by itself?
Yeah, just the patty. So our brother.
Right. Plain.
Well, no, burger? Donnie has a big slice of cheese on there for sure.
With the buns almost seems weirder. Like, if it were just the patty, it would make more sense to me.
No, I think she means, I'm assuming.
I don't know. Either way is strange, but I think with the buns, it would make it more, like, scary to me. Like, you need the bun, but you don't want anything else. Not even a condiment.
That to me is like men when they're picky eaters, like as an adult. I think adults should not be picky eaters. I find that a little strange. But I get people have their thing, so that's okay.
Well, I guess it just depends on what your definition of picky is. Because if some people just like have stuff they just don't really care for, that's fine. I think it's like if you can only eat like
chicken nuggets and mac and cheese,
Or like, or if you just like viscerally hate anything remotely ethnic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No,
anything that's not American fast food, that's where you kind of get a little bit of a side eye for me. If it's just like a preference thing, that's where I start to think.
Yeah, like the like butter pasta and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going on a podcast tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, by the time this is out, it'll probably be out. I don't know, but they asked me for things that I'm just like sick of.
Okay.
Like I'm just tired of it. No, it was hard for me to kind of think of anything that I felt that strongly about where I'm like, ugh, I never want to see it again. And then one of the things I said was British people getting mad that I don't like their food specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of like that conversation.
Sure.
You know why, though? Not because I can't make fun of them, because I can for days. It's like you're defending literal fucking dog shit.
Yeah, like garbage, yeah.
Like, it's objectively bad. Like, someone said, like, everybody has their tastes, like, but it needs to be home cooked, whatever. Like, it was some head-ass, like, air. It's always said with such a condescending tone when they're like, you just haven't tried the right things. It's okay. Mm-hmm. When you try the right things, you'll understand. That's what they always sound like.
Well, and, like, there's nothing culturally significant about an English breakfast. Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's not cultured. Like, that's my point. Yeah. Like, and I've seen non-white British people saying that.
Yeah.
So, like... but I'm just, like, it's more so... Take that off the table, too. Take all prejudice off the table. Objectively, it's ass. And you can't sit here and lie to me.
Yeah,
and that's why I literally wrote back to someone. I said, statistically, it's impossible for that many people to be wrong. Statistically speaking, it's impossible. And I'm tired of having to defend it. I'm not going to. But I'm just like, you don't even believe in what you're defending. I don't believe you. I don't believe that you came over here and tried any cuisine in any state here in America at all. Any of it. The worst one you could possibly think of. And you can't tell me that you thought to yourself, oh, I miss cold gravy and beans and mashed peas on the side back home. You're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Even if you went to the most basic of food restaurants, to a fucking Burger King. Don't you fucking lie to me. Those chicken fries are better than anything in the entire UK.
Yeah, I agree with
that. That's British. Any other cuisine is better.
I agree with that.
Anywho, I don't even remember what we were talking about. I just went on a rant.
This next niche red flag is from Olivia, and she said if they own a husky.
Hey, that's a pretty good one. That's
it. The worst guy you know owns a husky.
That's honestly, especially one that's like gray and white or black and white.
Those dogs are so not well trained.
Yeah, black and white with blue eyes specifically. Yeah, yeah. If they have that husky,
yeah, they don't train it. They let it do whatever it wants.
I bet you anything is a black velvet couch. Someone tagged me and you in a video, and then we're like, oh my god, you were right, because it was like a thirst trap from a guy and he had a purple strip light in his kitchen.
Do you know who that was?
No, who was it?
It's Landon Barker.
Who the fuck is that?
It's Travis Barker's son.
When I say I'm always right, believe me. Quit questioning me.
And who the fuck is that?
Like, I'm supposed to know who the fuck that is? I'm a grown-up.
Yeah, me too. Why do I know that?
That is a question for you, queen.
Dude, sometimes... So, there are things where, like, that's funny that I know that. I only know that because I've seen him with, like, when his dad got married and whatever.
Hey, you don't need to defend yourself.
Oh, you know why I know who he is? Because he dated Charli D'Amelio. Again, why do I know that? Anyways, what I was going to say is that when there's specific dramas on TikTok recently, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
There's a very specific person who's always doing something that I could not give a fuck about. That one, I've had people tell me I look like her and I know I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I go, no, she's just has a big fucking head. And, like, we don't look anything alike. Anyways.
You can't make me care. You can't make me care. You can't make me care. That's how I feel.
Okay, this next one is from, I feel like that about a lot of things. This next one's from M, and they said, if he rides an electric skateboard with a little remote, or when they own zero trinkets. I feel like everyone should own at least 3 trinkets.
And what's your definition of a trinket?
You have plenty of trinkets.
No, I have a ton of trinkets.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what the general consensus of a trinket is, because...
For like a man?
For like a man, a trinket could be a book.
No. I'm thinking that's like what I'm saying. I'm thinking like a tech deck. Like, that's a cool trinket for a man to have. That wouldn't piss me
off.
Those
are for boys.
Yeah. And lesbians.
Skateboards for your fingers are for boys.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Yeah, I agree. The trinket thing is good. I'm just curious what their definition of a trinket is. Sure. I know what a trinket is. You know what I'm saying?
Billy has plenty of trinkets.
No, totally.
That's why I trust him. My dad has lots of trinkets. My brother has a billion trinkets.
Yeah, like when we went shopping for Christmas decorations for like this home.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me, like, he was very engaged in helping me pick all of them, which was exciting. But he was like, I would like to request that we buy this too. And it's this ugly little penguin. And mm-hmm. it's this big. And it looks all frayed and its eyes all crooked. And then I go, why do you want to buy that? And he goes, I just think we should have him with the decorations.
Okay.
So that was his one specific request. So we got it. And it's like this, it's literally like this big and it stands on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And every year since, he hides it somewhere new.
Okay.
Every time we decorate. And then when I find it, I just like.
You win Christmas?
I just let him know that I found it. And then that's where it stays the whole holiday season until he goes back in the decoration box.
Nice.
So I would count that little penguin as a trinket.
Yeah.
I would say that's a trinket. He has lots of
stuff
like that.
He's a seasonal one, but yeah, he counts.
Yeah, I would say. And no strip neon lights. So there you go.
There you go. This next one's from Kayla. She put a few in here. The first one is, likes WWE to the point where it's like a weird personality trait to them.
Well, how old are they?
Well, we're talking about men, so yeah.
That's so weird.
And then she also wrote, only owns ankle socks. I don't have an explanation.
That's so real.
And you guys, as a lesbian, I count that too for lesbians.
That's so, yeah. Especially black ones. That is the ugliest sock in the world. Peace and love. Get rid of them. Get white ones.
I agree. Okay. And then
like a black tube sock is ugly too, but like
it's a little bit better, but not
a black ankle sock. Yeah. Get out of my face.
And then the last one she put in here is only uses Pandora for music. Like what? You can't make your own decisions.
It's crazy because the WWE one is like, how the fuck old are they?
Mm-hmm.
The Pandora one makes them sound 102.
5,000 years old. When's the last time? I haven't used Pandora.
Pandora with ads?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Have you all ever been intimate with someone that's playing in the background and ads are going on? It's horrible.
Pandora with ads? When are you having sex in 2009?
No, some of us were broke college students, so.
Right. Right. I'd rather have a movie on.
Or again, YouTube, some of us report college
or a YouTube
students.
Video. What do you mean, broke college? Is that like, 1, 2, 3 movies hated to see me coming. My dad hated to see all the viruses it put on my laptop.
And yeah, I played Sims right after. Okay, then this next one's from Katie. Do you have more thoughts on that last one?
No, just the ankle sock one is so good.
Yeah, I agree. That applies. Yeah. I agree. That's my
big. A man needs white tube socks.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does.
Yeah, okay. But especially men.
Yeah. This next one's from Katie. She said, oversharing or explaining their gym and diet routine unprompted. Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, yeah, I've been subjected to it, yeah.
How does that happen?
Because you ask them one thing about themselves and then they only talk about themselves and then don't ask you anything about yourself.
Sure. I mean, that's every conversation I've ever had with a man, but I'm talking about explaining your gym and diet routine.
How this happened to me was he was an athlete. I knew that. I think he knew I knew that.
This is pre-Billy?
Yeah. Oh, okay, obviously. Okay. I thought it was pretty obvious that I knew he knew that. And so I said, so you're on the football team. He's
what's that like?
Yeah. And I was like, how do you like it?
So you're a baller. What's going
you
on
know,
with that?
The, like the forced shit before we like inevitably do what we set out to do in the first place. But like, I asked him that and then he goes, oh yeah. Yeah. And I go, how's that going?
Mm-hmm.
Just general, like how's football? How's the nature of football? And then he was like,
who
oh,
is football?
Yeah. What is football?
And when will you wear football?
Me feigning interest. And then he goes, oh, it's pretty crazy right now because, you know, we have like this many practices and blah, blah, blah. And then he just starts telling me.
Margarita. That's what
it is. Margarita. That's our new joke with Adam.
That I made up. It's so stupid.
And we can't explain it because he says, stop telling people our jokes.
So we can't tell you guys, sorry. We're under strict contract. We can't talk about it.
We're under strict NDAs with him. Well, that's his favorite one right now. So yeah. I'm like, I'm feeling generous. So we'll let it be his favorite for right now. He literally tells us, stop telling people our jokes. It's like nothing's for us. And I was like, you don't give a fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
And he's like, I know. He really doesn't care.
No, he's just being stupid. Okay.
But.
So you ask him, football is life? And then he
yeah, no,
to
I just asked him, like, how is it? And then he proceeded to tell me everything he's been doing ever since he started.
To prepare for the big games?
Pretty much. He starts telling me about his workouts. And I'm like, oh, is that hard? And he's like, yeah.
Well, like, it's hard.
I was like, oh, is it difficult to work out every day? And then he's like, yeah, but you know, it's just part of the grind, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, margarita. That's how it feels. Like, I'm just like, wop, wop, wop. I don't care. Sometimes looking back, when I look back on me dating, like in college especially, I was so mean.
No, I know.
I was just so much meaner.
I tell the story all the time. I told you guys, we're in Hawaii for Drew's graduation. And we go to a club together, which was Dave and Buster's. And this guy was like a dorky Palangi guy. And he had an arm in a cast. I told the story at least once
in the club.
But like, you're crazy. He's going to vibe. That's fine.
Yeah.
And so he was like, want to dance? And Drew said, what? And he said, do you want to dance? And she went, oh, no, thanks. And just turned around. And then he went, okay. And turned around and kept vibing. And I was like, Drew, that's so embarrassing. And she goes, what was? And I go, what you just said to that guy? And she goes, why?
That's right. When I say mean, make no mistake, I don't regret anything I did. I just mean, like, I was a lot more, I think, like, brash and upfront than people would imagine when I describe. Maybe not. Honestly, maybe not.
No, I think that
you're... I think people actually overestimate what I did a lot of times.
I agree. I think they think you're meaner than you actually
are. I think when I just look back, I laugh because I was like, I really did not give a fuck. I didn't care at all, dude. Like, I was so bluntly honest with men when I was in those kinds of scenarios specifically. That doesn't mean, when I say that too, I want to be very clear. And it's annoying I even have to do this, or I don't have to, I guess, but it's annoying that I feel like I have to sometimes. I think people think that means I'm just rude to men all the time, no matter the circumstance.
No, that's why, because we get questions from you guys like that all the time. Because I ignore men when, like, like in a different way than Drew does. And you guys would be like, yeah, I'm just like walking around being mean to men. If we're in a room, let's just say it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
And there's five men in here that I don't know. I'm not talking or acknowledging them unless they talk to me. And if they do, I'm going to be nice because I'm not rude. But some of y'all describe the way you guys walk up and you're like, and you're fucking bald and ugly. What are we doing?
Yeah. Like, I don't antagonize people who aren't bothering me or aren't doing anything wrong. And I don't, like, just lash out at them all the time. No. Like, in normal human settings,
it's got to be warranted.
I'm very normal and human. Yeah. When it gets abnormal or rude or disrespectful, that's different.
Yeah.
In these scenarios I'm always describing where I'm like this, it's a very, like, clear and present danger scenario. Like, we know why we're there. We know what we're doing. I need to protect myself in many different instances. So in those cases, I don't care about being blunt and honest. Like, you have to be in order to, like...
Did you watch that video I sent you, that girl? She was videotaping her friend who was... She was, like, acting weird to get this guy to leave them alone in the street. Like, that's when you're rude. Like, you bring that out then.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, in these instances where men are, like... They're fucking flexing on me. Like, they're trying to nag me. They're trying to... All for the purpose of sleeping with me. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking feel bad about how I treat them in those moments.
Yeah, I feel that.
So when I'm pretending to be interested in this guy telling me about his fucking bench press, I don't feel bad about doing that shit. I just want to make that really clear, because sometimes when I say that, I think people think I'm, like, just running around antagonizing her.
No.
Like, I'm just swinging on the back of men's heads just constantly.
No.
If you don't bother me, I don't bother you. That's kind of how it works.
And that's why back in November, when the girlies, when the lesbians are saying, like, you guys don't listen to me talk about men. I'm like, why are we talking about men? I don't care about men.
And, like, they don't listen to me. I can promise you that. What the fuck?
I'm like, oh, I don't talk about men because I don't care about men.
Well, and listening to me and respecting me are different from fearing me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've said that once, too, when these two dudes were talking about me, but they were making fun of my last name and they were being super fucking racist about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, laughing, and then they were saying things like, I don't want her to come for me, though. Like, don't fucking come for me. And they're, like, three disgusting incels, right? And someone was like, oh, haha, like, at least these men respect you. I remember I tweeted about it, and I was like, these men do not respect me.
What part of that was
me.
Respectful at all?
Yeah, I was like, make no mistake, this is not respect, this is fear.
Yeah.
Those are two different things. These men are, just because they're jokingly saying they know I would fuck them up because it's true, doesn't mean that they respect me, it means they fear me.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to not post this shit, clearly. But enough to cower in case I decide to retaliate.
But they were being racist, right?
Yes. So that's why I'm like,
where is the respect in there that I
missed? And that's my point. That's why I said, like, there is a difference. Just because men fear me, which is to that point of the whole, like, oh, well, they don't respect me because I'm a lesbian. I understand that.
Yeah.
They don't respect me because I think they just...
I don't respect them either. So I'm like,
Well, and it's also like they don't respect me either. Mm-hmm. Like, just that I can't make that any more clear. They live in fear of me. That's different. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is racist. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of that is just masculinizing me. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
1,000%.
We got way off topic, but anywho, still funny. We still had some funnies in there, I'm sure.
Yeah. She had a couple other ones in here that said, one says, announcing that something they're doing for you is chivalrous.
That also makes me sometimes feel like they're old too. Maybe yeah. maybe not like Gen X old, but like millennial old.
Yeah.
Like old millennial.
Yeah. Where they're like, they're straddling both Gen X and millennial.
Yeah like they're on the tipping point for sure.
And then her last one was also about WWE. She said, only watching the men's matches in WWE.
I didn't even know that was like possible, because I thought a lot of times the cards were like mixed.
No, I'm sure they are, and that's why they're saying that they'll just watch the men's matches and then not care when the women are fighting.
That's weird.
Rhea Ripley, I know you're straight, but if you're watching this, come save me.
God.
Rhea Ripley, please save me. Rhea, I don't know
if you can hear me.
Or if you look like Rhea Ripley, please come save me from this hell that is being single. Thank you. Anyways, team, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you get Drew's book, because it's super exciting and special and important. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon. We did just post
the live show
for our Canada show for JFL.
Yeah, y'all can go enjoy it if you want to see it.
And I obviously had to rewatch it, and as I was editing it, and I'm not joking, team, it's our funniest show we've ever done. The stories were so funny. Like, the last story I forgot about until I was watching it. I was like, oh my god, so funny. So make sure you sign up for our Patreon, and I think that's it, right?
Yes, that is.
Other than that, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.